Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Idea of being committed, and remember the word commit is the word Golgotha. It's a Hebrew word, and it means committed. Golgotha means committed. So Golgotha is the place where Jesus was crucified on Golgotha's hill. So the concept is I'm willing to die for what I believe, and it also means to roll away. So when I'm committed, I'll go to the Lord in the morning before I go to work, and I'll roll my, comes from a camel, rolling his pack off or his luggage or whatever he has on his back on his journey. When he's depleted of water, he'll roll that away, roll it off, and rest so he can continue the journey. So the idea is I go to God in the morning, I roll away my burden. I get rid of my burden, I give it to God. But when I go into my day, it says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord. Commit, here's that word, commit your works to the Lord. He will establish your thought. But He establishes your thoughts. Where's the battle? In your mind. Remember, that's what Golgotha means, the place of the skull. So the battle's in your mind. So when you've rolled that burden that you had away, give it to the Lord, God is going to establish your thoughts. You're not going to get all these jealous, negative anticipations and envy and all this negative thoughts about bosses or people in your family or your husband or your wife. You're going to have His thoughts. He's going to establish them. And you're going to know that. And it's going to help you see people in a different way. The boss that you've been bugging you and has been on your back, you're going to start praying for them and loving them in a whole new way. Because God is changing you. You see? You can't become who you are, who you've been created to do, without the transformation of your mind. It says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that renewing is the new you. God's trying to show you the you haven't met yet. I have to change the way I think to discover who I am. You see that? I have to change the way I think to discover who I am. So that's why I need to renew my mind to what God says and not what the world says or what my own ideas are saying. I have to get my understanding from God. That's what we're talking about today. Being committed. Trust also in Him. The word trust is, remember, careless. I can be careless when I trust God. I cast all my cares on Him. Now I'm free to be me in the day, right? And He will bring it to pass. What? The burden that you're carrying. The problem you're carrying. He'll help you see it in a different way. So it wasn't such a big deal. Or He may not remove it. But you'll see it in a different way. And it won't control you anymore. Did you catch that? You say, well, you know, my dad left me, or my parents left me, or my parents got divorced, or I never knew my dad, I never knew my mom. That's been something that really has had a grip on you, and that's not going to be an issue anymore because you're starting to understand God knew you before you were even in your mother's womb. He had a plan and purpose. He formed you. He fashioned you. He ordained you before you were even born, and that's what you have to grow and understand. Who you are. And that's what God is trying to show you, who you are. You see that? So that's what we're up to here at Russell Road Church. We want to know who we are. And you know what? He's building His church. Church's people. He's building a church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. That's who we want to be. We want to be the church. The gates of hell aren't prevailing. Because the gates of hell will try to deceive you into thinking you're something you're not. You'll get out there and act out. And you'll end up doing something that you regret for the rest of your life because you weren't paying attention to what God is calling you to. Let's look at this. Galatians chapter 5. Now the works of the flesh, remember the word works is the word ergos, which means be employed, to be busy. It means to accomplish. See that? To be occupied. So here's the idea. Your flesh doesn't need a resume, doesn't need an application, doesn't need an interview. It's going to go to work in your life to take you somewhere you don't want to go. You see that? And ruin your life if you let it. But when you understand, you see, that's what God's trying to get you to, from understanding. Look, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery and fornication. Remember, those are any kind of sex outside of me, any kind of sex. If you're a young lady or a young man in this church, don't allow anyone to touch your physical body until you're married. That's the way God has made us. That's right, young lady. Don't allow any man or any woman to touch you, your physical body, anywhere. I mean, be serious. You can hold hands maybe, if that don't get you too far. But here's what I'm trying to show you. Is this easy? It's not easy. But you see, when you understand, you'll treat that like cancer, because that will destroy your life. It will destroy your life. I'm just trying to help you see something. And we've been talking about this. We've been going over this and trying to help people understand this is significant. So adultery and fornication, look what it, uncleanness. When Jesus cast out demons, he said they had an unclean spirit. You invite demonic activity in your life when you have sex outside of you. Demon forces come in and keep you awake at night, torment you in school, torment you at work, torment you. That happens. How do you know? I've been up here 23 years. It's been coming in my office almost every week. I understand this. I'm trying to help you understand. Does this make sense? Uncleanness, lewdness. Lewdness means anything goes. Well, I can do what I want. I'm 20 years old. I can do what I want. You're going to get what you got. You're going to get what you wanted, but you're not going to want what you got. Did you hear me? You're going to get what you wanted, but you're not going to want what you got. But when you get what God wants you to have, woo, life is good. I'm discovering who I am. My purpose for being here on this planet, I know who I am. You see that? I'm secure in who I am. I don't need invalidation from people. No, God is showing me, and I'm understanding who I am. Let's look at this. Next one. Idolatry, that's when you put anything before God. It could be a marriage. It could be a family. It could be a ministry. Anything you put before God. It could be a car. It could be a career. Anything. It could be idolatry. Now watch. Sorcery. Remember, that's witchcraft. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, anger, selfish ambitions. Selfish ambitions are strife, dissensions, divisions, heresies. Heresies are groups up to something else other than what God has called them to. They're doing something outside the will of God, and they're doing what they want to do. That's a group. They're in the church, and they get in groups. Oh, we've all been hurt, and we've all doing this. We're having our own little meeting over here. You see that? There's a whole, that goes on everywhere. That's called a heresy. It's not connected, and it's not submitting to the will of God in the church. Am I making sense? It's important to understand that. Now, next one. Envy, murders. Envy is when you want something more, you want something somebody else has, and you'll do almost anything to get it. Murders, drunkenness, revelries. Revelries is a party spirit. You know, you're always bored. You're just bored. If you say I'm bored, you need to stop saying that. Get busy. Come over to my house. I'll put you to work. Come on up here in the church. I'll help you. Start serving, right? People say I'm bored. You know? I didn't even let my kids utter that in my house. You're bored? Okay, I'll fix you up. Get the lawnmower. Huh? This thing with being bored. Get it out of your vocabulary. It comes from a revelry spirit. Now, and the like, now pay attention, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, Our vision is to advance the kingdom of God here. And that's what God's created us for, to advance his kingdom. The kingdom is where the king rules. Jesus is the king. We want him ruling in our life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All what things? Wholeness, a sound mind, peace, joy, gentleness, all the fruit of the Spirit, relationships that are healthy. You know, you're not always giving and somebody's a taker. You know, somebody, you know, you can try to help somebody. You can, I've given people, I've paid their rent, I've done things. And, you know, and I wonder, you know, I've been up here 23, I've seen, and they don't even say thank you or nothing. You know what the Holy Spirit showed me? They don't even have the ability to say thank you. You're trying to help somebody that doesn't want to help themselves. You see that? And so they don't have the character to say thank you or really appreciate it because it's never been developed. That's what's going on. Now pay attention. So they that practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Think about this. The word practice means to teach. So what happens is when I'm practicing, I'm teaching the people close to me all these things that aren't healthy. You're teaching that by you practicing it. So this is what I'm trying to help people understand. We don't want to practice these things because we can't advance God's kingdom if we're practicing these things. That's why it says, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. It says this in John chapter 3. Jesus said he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He said this is the condemnation that's come into the world, that men are condemned because they do not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And then he says, for this is the condemnation that has come into the world, that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light unless his deeds have been exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. For God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. For if you say that you have fellowship with him and you walk in darkness, you lie and you do not practice the truth. You see that? That's John chapter 3 and 1 John chapter 1. You'll find that. Because we want to be people who practice the truth. Am I making sense? There's a lot of people going to church every week who aren't born again. And those are, you see, people who aren't born again, they'll keep practicing this. They'll keep doing these things. And, you know, they come in here and you know, I've been gone. I'm out. And they're out doing the same thing, oh, year after year. I'm convinced that you can keep doing the same thing and it not bother you. You've never been born again. I'm not saying that, but I don't understand when I'm trying to show you. I'm going to help you understand something. Go with me to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Wow. Now let me help you out with that. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. That's why it says in John, not 1 John, but John 1, verse 12 and 13, it says this. You have to receive. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. See, not everybody's God's children. We're all his creation. We become his child when we receive him. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name. Now listen. Who were born not of blood. In other words, you can't. Here's what I see in church. I've been in church. My mom raised me in church. My dad raised me in church. I've been in church all my life. I've heard that over and over. I've been going to church all my life. So, that doesn't mean anything. You can go to church every day of your life and not be born again. Help me out. Not of blood. Doesn't matter who your daddy is. Doesn't matter who your mother is or your grandmother or your grandpa. You got to be born again. Catching it? Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Your flesh cannot accomplish. You're born again to be connected with God. Nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's how you're born again. It has to be of God. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You've been created in the image of God. You are a spiritual being living in a body. Your spirit cannot sin when it's born again. But your flesh and your soul can sin. You see this? That's why the Word of God is so important. The Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God shows you the distinction between your soul and your spirit. You can be saved and your soul not be being saved. You see that? But your spirit, if your spirit is saved, you got God's nature in you, and you're gonna want to change. You're gonna get on a mission to get that soul some understanding, because you know that you've been saved. The day I accepted Christ, I had a quart of beer in my hand and a pack of cigs in my pocket. But I got up from the ground. I was crying like a baby. A man, Ben Kinslow, led me to the Lord. And I cried. I left a puddle in my carpet. And I cried. Somebody at work gave me a Bible. And I told him I was going to go home and read that Bible and drink a quart of beer. He goes, I don't care how much you drink. Just read your Bible. I said, okay, big boy. So I went home and flipped on the TV. Somehow it was on this Christian station that I've never seen before. It was Ben Kinslow, the 700 Club. He started saying, you need to be born again. And I started listening. And I was getting closer and closer to that TV. And I said, this guy's talking to me. And the next thing I knew, I had my face in the ground crying. I stood up. He said, read your Bible. So I went and started reading my Bible. I sat down and read my Bible. You know, I threw my beer away. I threw my cigs away. Haven't touched it since. 40 years. Oh, 41 years. And I know, some of you still have that going on. But you know what? It doesn't happen that way with everybody. We're all different. God's working on us, right? So if you do some of that, don't let it beat you up. The Holy Spirit. No, I'll never tell you not to do that. And we let the Holy Spirit do that. You see that? And that's the way we're supposed to do it. Now watch. So there was a change. So I went to work the next day. I sat down and read that Bible he told me to read. And I looked at it, I just opened it up and started reading. And my eyes, the first verse I went on, Proverbs chapter 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. For it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. I wrote that down. I said, this book is something different. I said, there's something about this book. And I thought, how am I going to tell people? I went to work the next day. I wrote that scripture down. I went up there. I said, you got to trust in the Lord. And with all your heart, I started preaching. He's looking at me like, what is, man, you've had a breakdown or what? And I was trying to get everybody saved. And the personnel manager, a couple weeks later, calls me up on the carpet. You got to calm down there. Because I was free. I was free from all that stuff I went through as a child and in high school and drinking, and I was free. I was trying to help everybody understand. change. I had to learn now and grow. See that? So that's what we have to do. We have to learn and grow. Now, let's look. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed, God's seed. The word seed is the word sperma in the Greek. Sperma. That's where we get the word sperm. So his seed, listen, his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. The word seed is the Greek word sperma. The Holy Spirit is saying in this verse that God has deposited his own seed into you the day you gave your life to Christ. It was deposited in you. Just as the sperm of a human father carries the DNA of that father, God's seed, sperma, God's seed, the Word of God, carries the life and nature of God within it. So when I'm speaking this word, his nature, his life is coming out into you. It's being breathed into you, over you. And it's calling you to be who God created you to be. He's trying to show you the you haven't met yet. And that's what's going on. When his divine seed was implanted on the inside of you, it imparted the very nature of God. The nature of God himself. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:23, we've been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because the flesh is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. For the grass withers, and the flower fades away. The flower, what's the flower? The glory of man. When you try to live your life your way, you'll be dead and gone, and nobody will remember your life or what you've accomplished. It will be empty. The flower fades away because you tried to do it yourself. But when you're born again, the flower fades away, but the word, when you're born of the word, but the word of the Lord endures forever. You see, I said this morning, we sang happy birthday to Virgie. I said, Virgie is like a canary in a coal mine. She's, you know, always happy. You know, when I came here, she was just like that. 22, almost 23 years ago. And been that way ever since. Virgie's the type of person. When she's gone someday, there'll be people that will think about her and they'll get joy. And they'll, you know what? It has the power to help them even when she's gone. That's eternal. That's the word eternal. Because it's the kingdom. Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see that? When you have true joy, it's from God. It's not based on your circumstances or what's happening. It's from God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, the day you got saved, that divine seed came rushing into your spirit, carrying the life and nature of God within it. To give you a new nature. That's the new creation for the new heaven and the new earth. That's what this church is doing. It's preparing people for the new heaven and the new earth. One day we're going to all rule with Jesus on this earth. Well, who do you think you are? I'm preaching the word of God. And God's people one day are going to rule this earth with Jesus. Am I making sense? And I'm a part of it. And you are too if you have been born again and you are a new creation. Did you catch that? And this is what we're doing. We're preparing those people for what's coming ahead. And what is coming? It's coming. Just as human seed produces a human life, God's divine seed immediately began to produce the life of God inside of you. Inside of you. Give me Genesis 1:21 real quick. God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. Give me verse 24. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. Verse 25. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So, now, God is declaring a spiritual law here. This is a spiritual law. It's the way it is. Every living thing produces after its own kind. Humans produce humans. Horses produce horses. Cows produce cows. Snakes produce snakes. Plants produce plants. This principle is true in the spiritual realm. Can't see it? Can't. But it's there. And we have to walk in accordance and to the will and obedience of this spiritual principle. The day God's divine seed, sperm, was planted in you, that seed transported the very nature of God himself in your spirit with the full expectation that his very life and nature would be reproduced on the inside of you. So if you're miserable and you got born again, that's because you're not allowing that process to take place. If you're always upset at something and real short and always yelling at people and always mad, angry at something, because you're not in that process. You're not in the process of him helping you produce inside of you. He's trying to produce his character in you, the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to be talking about it in a couple weeks. It's so good, I just want to jump to the ceiling. I can't tell you how good it is. It's just good. When you understand this, life makes sense. Now watch this. His very life and nature will be reproduced inside of you. This is why your desires suddenly changed after you were born again. This is also why you felt so badly about sin that you previously committed and it didn't bother you. I remember before I was born again, shoot, I would sin and, you know, didn't think of it. Didn't bother me, right? But after I got saved, it's like, talking about that, getting involved in that. You know what I mean? Just started changing his nature. Started working in you. That's what happens. That's why if you can continue doing those things, if you need to be born again. If you continue doing those things that aren't in line with his will. See? Because see, sin violates everything God stands for. When that doesn't bother you, maybe you need to be born again. That's what I'm trying to help you see. See this? You weren't the same because you had a new nature. You became born again. The nature of God himself had been planted in you. If a person continues sin as though nothing has happened inside of him, then nothing probably has. More than likely, he was never really born again. For if he had been born again, that new nature of God within him would not permit him to continue living habitually in sin.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.